Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
If your teenager has issues that you know they need to deal with, but they shut down when you raise them, well, what do you do then? We'll talk about this and more on this week's podcast, My Son Wields Silence as a Weapon. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to help you get that enjoyable family that you work for every day. And if you have a question that you'd like me to address on this podcast, please don't be shy. We'll all benefit from your question, so come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and enter it there today. And while you're there, why not download a free copy of my Parental Burnout Recovery Guide? Let's all remember, this is an educational podcast and not a substitute for therapy when you need it. Well, today we're hearing from Patty, and Patty writes, "What do you do to connect with a teenage son who chooses silence and seems to wield it as a weapon? My son, who's 16 years old, was diagnosed with GAD, which I'm assuming is general anxiety disorder, at age 6. They had terrible separation anxiety in kindergarten to the degree that he would try to jump out of a moving vehicle, and it took the principal and two other teachers an hour to get him out of the car. Also, he would cry just thinking about dying and would need a parent to ask him math problems to get his brain, quote unquote, unstuck. He overcame this with the help of therapy and excellent teachers. However, he seemed to learn to hide his feelings too well and to develop an exterior of cool. As a result, as he has grown up, he has learned to use his silence as a weapon and a way to get out of talking about his inner thoughts and feelings. He gets great grades, has good friends, and he does misbehave in normal, age-appropriate, risk-taking kinds of ways. We have a pretty good relationship, and he will still participate in game nights and cookie decorating. He has a girlfriend whom we all adore for the last year and a half, but I can see he uses his silence as a weapon with her as well. When he is angry or insecure, he shuts down. He has difficulty compromising or talking about issues that are bothering him. I'm sure it is his anxiety in another form, but when I broach this topic, he becomes very defensive and says he just isn't a talker and he thinks talking about things is a waste of time. He should be allowed to be quiet, and we should accept his personality. He is 100% opposed to therapy. I try to tell him that it will hurt his future relationships and job opportunities if he is unable to communicate his thoughts and feelings under duress, but he will not be swayed. What do we do to help him want to express himself?" Well, Patty, thank you so much for your question. When you say he wields his silence as a weapon, you're describing, of course, a control battle. And there are passive, covert forms of control battles, as well as more expressive, overt control battles. And you have one going on with your wonderful 16-year-old. The good news, of course, is that your son is high functioning by most measures. He's responsible, educationally successful, he's social, but he's using his shutting down as a weapon. So the question, of course, is a weapon against what threat? What or who is he fighting? Well, here's my guess. You are a very child-oriented family. And when you realize that you had a child who seemed to have special needs, you provided a ton of resources to support him. Extra support from educators, therapists. Everyone was helping this boy succeed, and guess what? It worked. He succeeded. And yet, he still has some learning and some growing to do. But at what point do we stop treating him as a special needs kid? At what point is he responsible for expressing his feelings and needs or not? When does he get to decide if he wants to compromise or not? Patty, let's think about it. If he doesn't compromise, he might not get any of what he wants. That's why we compromise, right? Half a loaf is better than none. If we want support for our feelings, we need to share them. My point is that life can be a pretty good teacher, and life is a more credible teacher than our parents, whom you might remember don't know anything. So, if you think of adolescence in stages, early teen years, 12 to 14, 15, I like to think of as the middle teen year, and then 16, 17, 18 as later adolescence, 16 is the beginning of late adolescence, the movement towards young adulthood. Sure, we still parent here, parents still set limits, but we want to let our older teenagers take more responsibility for their lives. If they choose to shut down and go to their room rather than express their anger, that's their problem. They won't get support that way. If you said no to a privilege he wants, and rather than discuss it and work out a compromise, he shuts down and chooses to suffer, well, that isn't a weapon. It's just a self-destructive choice. But if you chase him down and beg him to express his feelings, now he has some power from his shutting down. If you choose for it not to affect you, then it isn't a control battle. If you let him brood or not without letting it be your concern, then he's got nothing to resist. There is no inherent power in his choice. It's just a choice, and it leaves open the possibility that he could make a different choice. You say that you see him doing this passive-aggressive behavior with his girlfriend, and you're right, if he doesn't outgrow the behavior, it will interfere with his future relationships. But right now, he's a teenage boy, notorious for being unsophisticated in how they express their feelings, often passively or aggressively. So what's a parent to do? Very simply, Patty, end the control battle. The passive control battle that's going on needs to stop. The more you want him to stop the behavior, get therapy for the behavior, change, improve, learn and grow in this area, the more he will cling to his passive-aggressive behavior. He doesn't want to hear, you need therapy, you aren't okay. Even if the message is, we love you and want to support you, but we need to know your feelings to be able to meet your needs. He's still going to experience it as, you are telling me how I have to be, and I will resist that with all my might. There's another element here that is worth mentioning. You say it took over an hour for an elementary school principal and two teachers to get him out of the car and go to school. Patty, that was the beginning of empowering your son's passive resistance. The adults were working way too hard. There were a team of adults trying to get your son to change his behavior, and that is way too much power for a child. Even at 5 or 6, he was responsible for his behavior, and he needed to get that message. He would learn it. It was his job to understand and manage his feelings, and if you in the school all believed in that, he would have learned it and believed in it too. Of course, I wasn't there, but my guess is there has been a passive, covert control battle going on most of your son's life. Here is what I recommend. In your mind, Patty, decide that he's a terrific kid with his own personality profile, his own strengths and weaknesses. He may have been a special needs kid, but he isn't any longer. Just a good kid with some personal development ahead of him. Congratulate yourselves for having successfully resourced and supported him in getting to this point. And guess what? He isn't perfect, but he has a right not to be perfect. Secondly, do not let yourself be controlled or affected by his passive-aggressive behavior. If he's angry and shuts down, you can do a couple of things. Ignore it entirely and go happily on your way. Don't let his brooding behavior, control the emotional tone in the house. Play some music. Go on to a different conversation with a different person. Get busy doing something fun. Or if his shutting down is impossible to ignore, you can offer the following. I see you have some feelings about this. If you'd like to talk about it, fine. If not, that's fine too. And then be done. Don't stay stuck there. Don't wait for a response. Keep it matter of fact and move on down the road. In this way, Patty, you're out of the control battle. And that is what you need to put your focus and your efforts on. Ending your participation in a control battle. That way your son will have the opportunity to make his own choices about expressing his feelings or not expressing his feelings. Since he has a positive identity and good relationships, there's a good chance that over time he'll learn to comfortably open up and express himself. So parents and professionals working with kids with anxiety, depression, or any other issue, when we put more work into helping them than they put into themselves, will often end up in a passive, covert control battle that runs the risk of cementing negative behaviors and burning out parents and professionals. What we can do is provide a safe, non-judgmental, fun, and supportive environment with healthy limits, of course, and then let kids come forward with their needs and their investment. Trust them to take advantage of the opportunity. It's actually the only thing that works. Well, thanks for tuning in today, listeners, and special thanks to Patty for her very important question. And as I mentioned last week, word of the Healthy Family Connections podcast is growing, and the number of listens and listeners each week has grown enormously. But we only have 14 reviews. So, do me a huge favor, would you please? And post a brief review for me on iTunes. It would mean a lot to me. And please remember to take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parenting Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.